And let's return to Samoa now. There are 53 people confirmed dead in the measles outbreak there. Many of them are children. 19 children are in critical care in hospital, and there are hundreds of new infections daily. There is a state of emergency and a mass vaccination program underway. Our reporter Alex Perrottet is there and has the latest. Alex, what is the latest?
Talofa lava, Lisa. I'm standing here right in front of the government offices right in downtown Apia. We were talking a little bit earlier on the program about the Prime Minister Tuilepa Seilele Malielengaoi and his determination to get on top of this crisis, this epidemic. He had threatened those who were conducting traditional healing sessions that they should go to jail. He threatened to at least jail one of them. He said that there could be punishments for those who don't get their children vaccinated. Well, just after we came off air, he's held a press conference behind us in the offices there, and he has said that this Thursday and this Friday, the government will shut down. He had two exceptions. That's the electricity and the water authorities. They'll still operate. We'll have electricity and water here. Everyone will be happy to hear. But the rest of the government workers will put their pens down. They'll get out on the streets and they will assist the mobile vaccination units and everyone else involved in delivering vaccines around the country. A third of the country has been vaccinated in the last 12 days. They want to speed that up even faster.
Alex, you have said to us before there still remains a problem with younger children. Is that the case?
Yes, the ministry is concerned that with a rising number of infections, 19 young children critically ill in hospital, along with two pregnant women and one postnatal woman and a newborn child, no doubt, that needs to be watched and monitored, that those are the vulnerable ones and they're the ones that need to get vaccinated. The Prime Minister also confirmed just now, breaking in his press conference, that it will be the law. It will be the law that you must get vaccinated. You were speaking to Winston Peters a very short time ago. He expressed at least his opinion that it should be compulsory in New Zealand. He didn't want to preempt anything from the Health Ministry and David Clark. Well, in this case, Samoa is one step ahead of New Zealand. He's confirmed he's going to put it into law. It will be compulsory in Samoa for everyone to get the vaccine. There's two-thirds of the country left. Some of them, of course, already vaccinated beforehand, but not many. Still many more vaccinations here to come.
Thanks, Alex. That is Alex Perrottet with the latest from Samoa. And just to recap there, there's going to be a shutdown of government departments. They will assist with the vaccination program and rallying people, as Alex said there, bar two departments. The others will be shut down. And there's been an announcement also that the government intends to introduce a law there in Samoa to make vaccinations compulsory.